is safe working on electrical projects around the house. Here with the electricians from the Mighty Electricians, our certified electrical contractors in Maricopa County.
We've been talking about older homes.
Yes,
we had Diane, who's been a listener for a long time. She used to live in Scottsdale. Then she moved over to Glendale, and she bought an older home. And they've spent a lot of time redoing a lot of things, including electricity. And she called to say the Mighty Electricians are just finishing up and have done a great job.
Oh,
and she said there's been a lot of things like code issues that were really pretty dangerous. So she was just really thankful for the good job.
Yeah. Little John, you ought to make public your photo album on your phone of all the code violations you find. When you were scrolling through that the other day with me, I thought,
I probably have 100 photos of nightmares that people have gone through on this phone.
Oh, man. Junctions buried behind stucco and junctions not done according to code. We were talking about our last caller who was trying to power up an outbuilding, it sounded like to me.
Yes.
There's other things he needs to be considered.
Yeah, there's grounding.
And I want to bring this up because there's a lot of outbuildings that are sheds and whatnot that people put up in the back that are done completely dangerously wrong.
Yes. When you deal with an outbuilding, there's code requirements for separate grounding for that building would be typically a UFER ground or two ground rods plus water bonds. If there's gas there, you'd have to bond the gas. And then also for the panel there, it actually needs to have a main breaker as well to shut it off, just like your regular panel would have a main breaker.
Yeah. So those are all things you need to consider. Electricity is going to be one of the great galactical mysteries I'm going to want answers to when I finally go into the big galactical electrical cosmos in the sky. Without gravity, we would not have magnetism. Without magnetism, we would not have electricity. And without electricity, we would not have our current civilization.
Yes.
Electricity is a weird thing.
It's mysterious.
It's really, really a weird thing. You produce it at all these power generation stations all over the globe. You send it to the end user. And if you send too much, it disappears. You can't recycle it. You can't recapture it. You can't reuse it.
And you can't see it.
And you can't see it. But baby, you can feel it.
Yes.
All right. So all the more reason that if electricity makes you nervous, don't mess with it.
Yes. Okay? Especially because you're getting sweatier hands, which is going to be a great conductor.
Yeah. Yeah. I triple check every single receptacle before I even go in there and touch it. I don't trust the breakers. I use the tick indicators. I use the circuit indicators.
I unplug the garbage disposal when I got to dig something out of it.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. Forget the switch. I pull the plug, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You were talking about the one thing, John, that homeowners should take away from today. If they don't take anything else away from today, the one thing we haven't covered so far.
Oh, I meant to mention earlier that if you have a problem with a breaker not being labeled properly, don't go to the main breaker unless you absolutely have to, because more than likely it will not turn back on in Arizona.
And is that just because of dry plastic,
the dust,
it's not used enough?
It's got a lifespan just like, you know, your breakers and your panel do.
So the main breaker,
turn that off unless you have an emergency and you absolutely have to turn it off.
All right. Well, like I say, we appreciate y'all coming in because electrical is far from one of my expertises in the Maricopa County area. If folks wanted to get a hold of the Mighty Electrician, how would they do it?
You can call 480.
You don't call yourself very often.
I don't. 480-582-2005.
All right. There you go. John or Mike and his daughter.
Shannon.
Y'all are turning Shannon into an electrician.
Yes, we're turning Shannon into an electrician.
She's doing well.
A lot of the ladies, because we deal with a lot of ladies at home, because typically they're the ones that are at home, and they love having a woman out there. And she's doing a fabulous job learning and really is enjoying it.
Nothing's burned down yet?
Nope. Is that
all right?
No.
Well, that's great. So, and again, thanks for coming in. In the next hour, we've got Patrick Jones coming in. And he is the store manager, store number 18 of Rockler Woodworking up on Tatum and Thunderbird. We're going to talk about, rather than just going to an electronics store and buying some gizmo, whatchamacallit, and give to the nieces and the nephews and the grandchildren or the children that they'll play with, you know, for a day or two, get bored, put it in a drawer, collect all those little dust bunnies on it. You won't see it again. They'll forget you ever gave it to them. Let's talk about things that you can create with your hands that not only would be a great gift, but would create a memory of a lifetime. Can you name one gift someone gave you, anyone in the room, in the studio, name one Christmas gift you got 3 years ago? The silence is deafening.
You want to know something funny? The only thing I can remember from last year at this point are the spiced pecans we got in the mason jar.
There you go. So we're going to talk about creating gifts that create memories for a lifetime in the following hour. Even if you're not handy, we've got ideas for you. Stay tuned. It'll stretch your budget and it'll increase your creativity.